this side of country. This side of country.
You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by our good friends over there at Fix It Forward Auto Care. We've been talking about it now for quite some time, and I'm really, really excited. This one hits home for me. John Bon Jovi, the legendary John Bon Jovi, going to be opening up his own Nashville honky tonk. From what we're seeing, it's looking like a spring opening. We're going to get into all the dirty details. Of course, you have to have a wonderful team beside you when you're doing something this big. And we've got that team here on the phone. We've got Tara and Josh Joseph with Big Plan Holdings calling in from Nashville. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for making time and chatting with us up here in little old Fargo. We like to think of ourselves of the Nashville of the North up here. So we'll have to get you up here sometime to check it out. Josh, you were telling me you've actually been up here before. Tell me a little bit about that connection.
I have. Just a quick couple of visits up to Fargo from formerly Tara and I are from Chicago, now reside in Nashville, but had a cannabis company that I had co-founded, and we were one of the big winners in the state of North Dakota.
Hey.
And that brought us up to from Chicago into North Dakota, and Fargo is one of our stops.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad to be a part of that stop, and I really want to talk more here, because I'm seeing if you go to Big Plan Holdings on social media, you'll see your involvement with cannabis, and I want to talk about how you got connected here with this whole John Bon Jovi honky tonk bar thing.
Yeah, we. I'll probably do most of the talking today, just as Tara has a little bit of a cold and lost her voice a couple of days ago. But both my wife and I are here together on this, and we late 2019, early 2020, identified a property in downtown Nashville called Lower Broadway, the Lower Broadway area, and we had contracted on that property at that time to buy it. And next thing you know, the pandemic hit, but long story short, we muscled our way through to a closing, and then at the end of 2020, the top of 2021, we got introduced to John directly through one of his former managers, who's a dear friend of ours here in Nashville. And Tara and I decided to, rather than go the traditional country music star route, by doing an agreement with them, we decided to disrupt Nashville, downtown Nashville, in a good way for tourists. For tourists and throughout the country, as well as having an eye on international tourism as well, with Nashville's continued tourism growth and population growth.
Fantastic. Boy, I tell you what, Nashville has, if it hasn't before, has definitely become the city to come and visit and just experience, especially in the last really handful of years here. Give us an idea of what the music scene is like in Nashville, how it's changed, how it's grown into what we see now, because it seems like a lot of the big celebrities out there need and want to have their own honky-tonk bar down there in Nashville, including now John Bon Jovi. And I love John Bon Jovi going to be having one. I grew up to John, looking forward to this. There's so many opportunities I see in this honky-tonk bar. Give us an idea of just really what that landscape looks like down there in Nashville.
Yeah, the overall music landscape is, this will always be the home of country music without question. Nashville will. However, I'd say over the last several years, we have seen it grow into a multi-genre type of city music-wise. So rock and roll, you'll always have country as the underlying fabric of it, but you have rock and roll, R&B, hip-hop, other good old Americana music, etc. And so with that said, you have a lot of influences that have come into Nashville the last several years from the Chicago area, like where Tara and I are from originally, or California, or New York, or just wherever it might be, the Northeast, other places in the Midwest. And Nashville has become a hotbed just overall of a lot of younger folks coming to town, but also kind of like the middle-aged folks and people raising families, young families, if you will. So not necessarily true traditional middle-aged folks, but it is provided for now downtown. You have this cross multi-generational, visitor base and tourism base that is coming to town, and the amount of the population you can hit from Nashville within like a 6 or 8 hour drive, I forget exactly what it is, But I want to say within like a 6 or 8 hour drive, there's a statistic out there, you can hit about 80% of the United States population, which is pretty mind-blowing.
Wow.
So the tourism continues to be attracted to Nashville. The city has done a wonderful job, and we're very, very excited to bring JBJ's Nashville to Lower Broadway. And certainly when you look up and down that landscape of downtown Nashville, where all the bars and restaurants are, the honky-tonks, so to speak, this will be the first differentiator, which was very important to Tara and I.
Amazing. Go ahead.
And just as a side note, this is a true rock and roll bar. So, and that is going to make a very big difference in the city because it's so needed down there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you said it, and I caught this, and I don't know if that's actually the working title of this bar, but you said JBJ's Nashville. Is that going to be the name of the bar, or is that still hasn't been released yet?
Yes, no, that is now been publicly released. It's going to be JBJ's Nashville.
Fantastic.
We have an Instagram page. I think it's JBJ's Nash, if I'm not mistaken. Tara can correct me if I'm wrong, but you can find it on Instagram right now. And I believe our website has a landing page that's kind of gearing up and ready to go. We will return in the final corners of this being a ground-up development, and we should be open for business. Our goal is right around Memorial Day of this year.
Fantastic. Josh, Tara, the next question I have, obviously, and this might come for the folks who have lived down there in Nashville, have always wanted Nashville to be true to its country roots. And I think a lot of people might have the question. It's already probably been touched on quite a bit here. But for our listeners, tell us a little bit about, from what you know of John, his connection to Nashville and why this makes sense. I think a lot of people might go, oh, John, he's a New Jersey boy. And what does a rock and roller have to do with the landscape of Nashville? Really tell us how it's connected and why this makes sense.
Yeah, one of the most important things for Tara and I when we decided, you know, who to go with in terms of our development and building this bar restaurant downtown was having a real, true, genuine, authentic Nashville connection. And what most folks don't realize, a lot of folks do, but what a lot of folks don't realize is that John and his band's connection and connectivity to Nashville, you know, spans probably 30 plus years.
Right.
So the amount of songs that he and his bandmates and other songwriters, you know, that he has been involved with over the years, you know, a considerable amount of Nashville connectivity. You know, he's coming out with a new album, you know, in a couple of months. And, you know, there's a big Nashville connectivity there. There is just, you know, for years and years, you know, he's been writing songs here. And, you know, and a lot of folks don't necessarily realize that. You know, one of his bandmates, you know, lives here full time. Another bandmate is down here probably, you know, I don't know, 10 or 15 times a year with a significant amount of friends and, you know, in the industry. So, you know, there's a significant longstanding connection and connectivity for John and his inner circle to Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. Tara, you brought it up here that John Bon Jovi is going to be really, you know, incorporating the rock into this bar as well, and it's going to be great for the Nashville atmosphere because it's going to shake it up here a little bit, and it's much needed. What in your mind tells you that what John is doing is much needed in the Nashville landscape compared to what's already being done? Because there's so much going on right there. It's such an exciting town, but yet here's John coming with a honky tonk bar, and he's still going to push the envelope a little bit, broaden those horizons and spread out here a little bit. What about the bar do you feel is really needed in the landscape of Nashville?
I think just keeping this openness of Music City. The reason why it's called Music City is because we want to bring all genres of music. Bon Jovi itself is so legendary. Multi-generations have loved Bon Jovi and will continue for years to come. He's got an international following, which brings the international tourism significantly up in the city. So, and he is so philanthropic in his humanitarianism. So we want to make a difference in the space, not only, you know, changing it by the landscape for music, but also bringing jobs, doing things that are philanthropic, giving back to the world, you know, and making a difference in the Nashville scene, on top of just bringing this incredible building that no other building is going to be compared to downtown.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing those words, because I know you haven't been feeling well. I appreciate you chiming in with some words there, and you said it there really, really well. I don't know if people know this, but John was actually 2024 Music Cares Person of the Year. You talked about bringing humanitarianism and philanthropy down to Nashville and really incorporating that into the venue here. How do you see that getting being a part of what he does? Because, again, he gives back in so many different ways, and I know he'd want to continue that through his work in this new venue. Any kind of insight on what that might look like?
We are still working out the details of what we're going to be doing philanthropically, so we will definitely keep people posted as that comes out. But please note that there is no way we are going to put an event space in a building in a bar downtown with John Bon Jovi's name tied to it without doing something that's going to give back to this city.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we here on this show, we do a lot to celebrate our local artists, new up-and-coming indie artists in country, and of course, we like to celebrate the legends as well. I know John has always been really, really good at supporting up-and-coming artists. What does this venue look like now for the artists that are going to be incorporated into the live music aspect of it?
Yeah, we will have... We'll be the tallest bar on Lower Broadway. We will be the second largest bar by square footage. I'm just giving you some highlights of the new development of what we're building the last few years. We will have the largest main stage, which is a three-tiered stage, which John and his team leaned in to help us design. So we will have the largest main stage on Lower Broadway. So our expectation is, based upon a number of factors, including those that I just mentioned, plus we have, we think and feel, the best band and music curator in downtown Nashville, because it does take a special person to know all of the talent here, because there is so much talent here in Nashville to curate the right programming. So we think that we will have the best of the best in class, from a local standpoint, without question, highlighting, you know, those great musicians and artists that are here in Nashville coming here for the dream, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, this building has been designed in a number of different ways to provide for, you know, the best of the best artists if and when they ever want to come and play special events or just drop in, like sometimes they do up and down Lower Broadway. They can take a state of the class. Or best in class, I should say, stage, sound system, the whole thing that we have built and are in the process of finishing up right now. So we're very excited about really collecting the best of the best talent.
That's wonderful. This sounds like it's just going to be an absolutely fantastic venue. Nothing like it there in Nashville. Going to be the best of the best. Go big or go home. I like that mentality. That's exactly what we like to do here. The final thing is, speaking of go big or go home, you've got the big grand opening, I imagine, that you're now planning next as well. What is that going to look like? We're hoping to make a little road trip here from Fargo down to Nashville to be a part of that. What is it starting to look like? What can you tell us?
We are hoping to have the bar opened by the end of May and really be fully functioning and workable by CMA Fest, which is the beginning of June, which is when Nashville truly is at its finest.
Yes.
But obviously we will have our dates to come if you stay tuned. But that is our plan right now, and that actually has not changed. So it looks like we are on the trajectory to be open by the end of May for a really incredible grand opening event. We're expecting all of these fan clubs that are all around the world to come out. And so we're so excited about that. And we're really, again, trying to make a huge splash in the city with this grand opening of this, like, mega beautiful bar that's going to be taking place in the heart of downtown Nashville.
Oh, I'm so excited. You got me all excited up here. I've got chills on my arms. No joke. Looking forward to this. JBJ's Nashville is going to be opening up very soon. We appreciate Tara and Josh Joseph with Big Plan Holdings calling in from Nashville, telling us all about the details, because it takes a wonderful team. And obviously, John's got the best of the best right by his side to help make sure that everything goes according to plan. Tara, Josh, we really appreciate you making time, calling in from Nashville to little old Fargo up here. We'd love to see you up here sometime. Maybe you should put us on your schedule for 2024. We'd love to see you.
There you go.
We will be there.
We would love to host you down here as well. So let's make sure we keep in touch and, get you and some of your crew members and your cohorts to join us, okay?
That sounds fantastic. Where can we find Big Plan Holdings on social media? Follow along all the great stuff you're doing here.
You can go to Big Plan Holdings on Instagram and Facebook. There's a Big Plan podcast on Instagram, too. We have a podcast that gives details of everything we're always working on. You can also go to JB Days on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty much where all of our handles are. Or you can go to our website, which is bigplanholdings.com, and it will tell you everything that we're working on in business.
Wonderful. Thank you so much to both you, Tara and Josh, Big Plan Holdings. If you missed any of this conversation, don't worry. We're going to have the playback link for you posted at our social media pages at This Side of Country, wherever you do social media. Again, Tara, Josh, appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
This side of country. This side of country.